This Tuesday at 8 o'clock, the Patricia Corbett Theater will be in full swing as some of the finest jazz players anywhere gather on stage and in the audience, I'm sure, to celebrate the career of the man who's sitting in front of me right now, jazz pianist and educator Phil DeGregg. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Well, thank you for having me, Ron.
I think we just heard your music prior to this program starting this evening.
Yeah, they've been using Come Rain or Come Shine, I recorded back in mid-90s, I think, as a bumper for the show forever. So
I love it. Well, you recently retired.
Well, I'm about to retire.
About to retire.
It's the end of May.
End of April,
I should. Beginning of May, yeah.
So 25 years at CCM?
27, counting the part-time.
We're going to talk about the concert in a minute, but I'm curious, will you continue to teach?
You know, I might stay on as an adjunct. It depends on how my, there's a job advertised out there, and it's rather general because our department's needs are kind of changing. And so I might stay on. I told them I'd be interested and willing to teach maybe, you know, a few piano students one afternoon a week, but just on a very limited basis. Mm-hmm. And if they want me to do that, I probably will. And if they hire a pianist who's, you know, really great piano, they may not have any need for it, which is, I understand, too.
Well, we're here to talk about this concert. And this concert, two nights from tonight, Tuesday night at 8 at the Patricia Corbett Theater, is really a celebration of your career with CCM and I think your career overall.
I guess. I just booked the concert. I've never done a concert of all of my own music. And matter of fact, of all the CDs, I've made like 13 CDs. I've never done a CD of all of my own music. For one thing, I love playing other people's music. But this one time, I thought it's a little narcissistic, but I thought I'd just hit play. There's enough variety in it. I think it'll be interesting enough for an audience.
You've got guest artists, names that'll be familiar to folks here, I think, in Cincinnati who are jazz fans. Rick Van Meter, Rusty Birch, Kim Pencil, who's a real gem here in the city to
sure
have.
Sure is. Yeah.
Multi-talented guy. Scott Belk, who's now the...
Yeah, he's the director of the Jazz Studies program.
Also Mark Fields. Played in the band that performed for my very first wedding. Craig Bailey?
Craig Bailey's on our staff now.
Yeah, okay.
Great New York-based sax player, except he's from here and now he's living here.
And anybody that I missed?
Basically, those are the players. The trio I'm going to be using are the same guys that I play with every Sunday at the DeFelice Cafe, who are John Taylor, the drummer, and Aaron Jacobs. And there's lots of other great musicians in town that I could, but these guys I play with every week, they know all of my music really well. So it's sort of a matter of convenience as much as anything else just to have them play it. It's going to be a combination of three horn charts, some of which I wrote for the CCM faculty. And also I have this other band that I play with called Brasilia. And we just had a CD come out recently. And that involves Rusty and Kim. So we'll be playing some things with that configuration. And I'll play some quartet tunes. Maybe a trio tune, but I'm not going to play a lot of trio music because I really want to feature these songs, and I feel like the melodies are, you know, they just brought more into relief with an instrumentation. Mm-hmm. So, but it's going to be all my own music, and I'll try to make it varied so that things sound just alike, right one right after the other.
It's exciting to be doing a first-time concert with all your own music. Is there something new that hasn't been recorded?
Yeah, there is. There's actually a couple of tunes that I've done in the last year that have not been recorded. But I play a lot. I don't consider myself a composer, like somebody who's like writing music all the time. Actually, I've probably written most of the things that I've done for CD projects. I have a CD project coming up. I need something original. But I've never felt the urge to like write a whole CD. I love interpreting other people's music. There's so much good music out there. The next CD project I'm going to have is going to be all Beatles music. It's in the can. We're working on it right now. I recorded it. I did some recordings back in November. Or October. Anyway, it's with my trio. And I play a lot of the Beatles music down at DeFelice's on Sunday nights. To do Beatle music, you have to have a take on it, I think. I mean, rather than if you're going to be a Beatle cover band and you want to sound just like the Beatles, that's good too, I guess. But I try to just have an angle to play them. So anyway, well, the thing that you guys play is your bumper.
Right.
That's Harold Arlen. I've always played a lot of other people's music. There's such much good music out.
Who's playing on it?
It's my trio.
Okay.
It's John and Aaron. They're wonderful musicians and dear friends, and we've had this amazing luxury of being able to play every Sunday night for 3-4 years now. You've been over at DeFelice's.
Oh, yeah.
It's a restaurant, but it's also, I mean, it's more than just like a normal background music situation. The music is really featured, so I feel very comfortable playing there. I love playing there.
You've seen a lot of changes, as we all have, in terms of jazz opportunities, venues, whatever. It's a lot easier, I think, to get a CD done than it was to get a record done back in the old days when
sure.
you needed a label to buy in and all that.
Sure.
But what would you say to any current or future jazz students today that are looking at being very serious about their music?
It's the same thing, actually, I felt all along. You need to be as versatile as you can be. and students these days certainly are. One thing that's a little different than I think than it used to be, or certainly more emphasized, is everybody is kind of the way the marketplace is. And I don't completely understand the marketplace, trust me. But everybody needs to be more entrepreneurial. We're giving courses in that at CCM. I mean, they're doing business courses. Everybody's doing production courses, you know, learning how to being stylistically versatile. But you've always had to be stylistically versatile. Mm-hmm. The biggest advice I have always given students, and I still say this to them today, is learn how to live within your means. If you want to do music, then don't go out and buy a Mercedes. You may have car payments like that, because then you're going to need some way to pay that off. And that means you're probably going to have to do other things besides doing the musical things that you want to do. So one thing that's different now, too, and I do feel terribly about this, is the level of student debt that's going on. You read about this in the newspaper all the time. I mean, if a student gets scholarships, that's great. If their parents have the money, because I'm not saying the education's worthless. I think it's worth it they have the degree. But when musicians come out of school and they have $50,000 in student loans to pay off, well, it's just like buying the Mercedes I talked about. Right. You know, I mean, it's a lot. And it didn't used to be that way. When you came out of music school, you necessarily were in the hole. If you come out of engineering school, well, maybe, or other professions that have a clear career path, because being a musician has never been a clear career path for anybody ever. With some of the symphony players, if they're doing that, maybe, but for freelance and certainly people in jazz stuff, it's not. And I think there's always going to be talented musicians. It's a certain percentage of the gene pool in the population. The kids that we always wanted at CCM are the ones that really, in a way, couldn't help themselves. Mm-hmm. They couldn't imagine doing something else. You know what I'm talking about. Like I said, they just have to figure out, as they get on with their lives, how to figure out how to make it work. And, you know, there's a lot of things are changing in the business. And my wanting to retire is I just want to have more time. I'm actually more excited about learning new musical stuff than I've been for years. And I just want the time to practice music and to learn stuff. I'm going to play Rhapsody in Blue this summer in Brazil, which I did about 12 years ago, and I'm dusting it off. So this is a little project, and I don't know. I just want to get into different things that I don't have as much time with the school schedule. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
You mentioned briefly Brazil, Brasilia, and you've brought a wonderful guitarist back with you a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, Bruno Manguera.
Mm-hmm. Is he going to be back in
I think
in
he is.
You
know, I didn't look at it yet. I just got an email from him this morning because I'm going to be down there in May and then again in August, and I'm hoping we can do some things, but he'll be back. He loves it coming to the United States. He hangs here in Cincinnati. He stayed here a lot with me, but he also goes to New York, and he loves it there, like everybody does. So.
Yeah. This Tuesday night is your big concert. The Price is Right for this
It's free,
concert.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's
yeah.
this Tuesday at 8 o'clock.
Corbett Theater. Yeah.
Patricia Corbett Theater. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned before, this is a celebration of your career at CCM and your career beyond CCM.
Yeah.
You'll be joined by Rick Van Mater, Rusty Burge, Kim Pensel, Scott Belk, Mark Fields, Craig Bailey, and more. I've been speaking with Phil DeGregg, jazz pianist and educator, and he is retiring from CCM after 25 years as a professor of jazz studies. Thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for inviting me over. Appreciate it.
Great. If you'd like more information about the concert and Phil and his music, please visit our website, wbxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey Allgaier.